Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The NBA Wednesday is that. I know it's been some time, and we have not wagered on basketball, but that ends this week. We bet on basketball last night, and we're going to do it again tonight because, Jenks, I will not be betting on hockey. So NBA is my only option. All right, so rate this conspiracy theory, courtesy of my husband. So we're watching the NBA, and that commercial comes on where I think it's like, is it Wayfair or something, where Victor Wembanyama is like trimming some hedges?
Yeah.
And you see his wingspan. You're like, I can't believe that's the same species of human as us. Like, I can't believe that's a human. And so Jake is like, I don't believe that he is a human. I think he's actually an alien. And I was like, all right, I'll listen. He was like, listen, I was watching this game, and he literally rolled both of his ankles, and his ankle literally touched the floor, and he walks off. And you're like, that should have derailed somebody. That should have derailed a human, and yet he just continued walking. Then you see his ankles, and you're like, how are his ankles so skinny on such a tall frame? And, like, you see this with a lot of NBA players, with Chet Holmgren, who was, like, electric last night. You see it with Kevin Durant. And it's just, like, I don't know where these people originated, but it's just, like, it doesn't feel like they are the same, like, I don't know, like, species as us. Like, Jake's like, yeah, he's definitely an alien. He's not from this earth.
You know what's funny about that? I mean, this is a Longhorn story, but I remember years ago, the first time I watched something like this take place, it was during Texas's national championship season when Vince Young was at quarterback. But Vince Young was a freak, right? Like, when he played. And I'll never forget, it was a game against Kansas State. And he was just run-of-the-mill play, and I remember his ankle turned almost all the way around, like 180 degrees on the play. Like, I remember seeing it and going like, oh my God. And he, like, limped off for a second or something. And I was like, it's over. Like, his season's over. Like, our season is over. And then he, like, jogged back on the field, and he was totally fine. And I was like, what? That ankle's broken. Like, it's broken. He broke his ankle. And then it was just like and he kind of has that, like, long and lanky and crazy athletic, and we had never seen anything like him before. And I kind of think with some of these athletes that have these builds that are just, that are even amongst athletes different, their bodies react differently, they look differently, they perform differently. And so, as crazy as it sounds, it doesn't completely surprise me. If anyone's going to have a reaction that isn't normal, it's going to be a guy like Wimby.
Yeah, if anybody's an alien, it's him.
Right.
And sometimes I feel bad for basketball players specifically, because they can't go anywhere without anybody being like, do you play basketball? As opposed to, like, we talk about, like, body types for baseball players, where you look at some of them, you're like, that guy could be a plumber. Like, he doesn't look athletic at all. And he's, like, one of the most electric players in baseball. And it's, like, wild to think that. But, like, basketball players, like, I feel like everyday life is not convenient for them. Like, imagine trying to sit in a normal seat at somebody who's built like Wimby. Like, imagine getting on a plane, just doing anything. We had a guy in college who was 7'4". His name was Bart. He was from Poland, and literally all of his shirts had to be, like, specially made. He had to get a specially made car because he literally couldn't fit in the front seat, and he couldn't drive.
God.
So it's, like, more expensive to be tall.
You hear that about a lot of guys. It sounds awesome in theory, but when you think about finding an airplane seat or a bed. Like, even just at a regular hotel. If you go to a regular hotel, you're going to be like, well, my knees are hanging off. You know what I mean? Or I've got to get a suit made. You can't just walk into Joseph A. Bank or something. You have to get those special, any clothes, really. Like, you can't just log on to a regular website and be like, ooh, I'll get a large or an extra large. Like, no, my clothes have to be specially made. Nobody makes clothes for me except for tailors or whatever. So for all the cool things about it, there's got to be a lot of pains, or like in short spaces or small spaces, it has to drive you crazy.
Yeah, like even like my dad, who's not even that tall, my dad's 6'5". And he would always like get really butthurt when my mom's like, yeah, you got to go to the husky section, like the big and husky section. Because like he's not fat. He's just really tall. So like he would have the dimensions that are not available in the normal sizes. So like there were special stores. It was like big and tall. So my dad would have to shop there. And my dad was like, I don't know, kind of like how Aaron Rodgers is about his height. Like, I don't know. Like you say something like, dad, we're just kidding. You're not husky. Yeah, so it's tough for NBA players, but at least they have found their calling and their freak of nature body is actually equipped for making a lot of money in this sport. All right, so let's get to the NBA and some of these games. And listen, I have tried to drum up some excitement for some of these games, but Jinx, I'm looking at the injury reports and it's wild to me. The complaint we had last year with the NBA, and we are a morning show, so it's even more tough for us, is that you never know who's playing. Like, some of these games, you're like, what the hell? Like, the season just started, and some of these guys are already sitting out. So let me just start by saying some of these feel like incomplete puzzles that I am trying to complete, but we will do our best. Let's start with the Cavs and the Knicks. A short spread in this one. The Cavs, 1.5-point road favorites, total of 227.5. So as I mentioned, you should be looking at the injury reports for some of these. So let's start with Cavs-Knicks. Sorry, I was on the Celtics one.
Oh,
there's so many injuries, Jinx. So let's scroll down because we have all kinds of injuries in the NBA. So for the Knicks, Karl-Anthony Towns, day-to-day and questionable for this game. OG Anunoby, probable. Mitchell Robinson, out for load management.
God.
Jinx, the season just started. Like, this makes me irrationally mad. Josh Hart is out with a back injury. So, like, starting there, it's already kind of tough. But I will say this.
Yeah.
From a prop standpoint, sometimes you can look at these injuries and be like, okay, well, somebody has to pick up the slack. Maybe it means this player is going to score more points. But from a handicapping angle, Jenks, is there anything worth betting on in this game?
God, I don't know. I kind of like the Knicks as home dogs here, though. God, NBA is so tough early on. I know we're going to keep saying that. I don't know, people are going to be like, all right, I get it. But it really is tough. Like, and then Kat's questionable for this game. And he's got a quad. Darius Garland is out. I kind of, and also.
What are we supposed to do?
And also, how much do you trust Mike Brown? Do you know what I mean? Like, not choice number one for the Knicks.
All right.
So, it's the Garden. You're getting points at home. I guess I'll go Knicks here.
I think one thing that I noticed from last night's game is that maybe this is because the Thunder was sitting around for like an hour for that ring ceremony. But it felt like the guys were like kind of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck.
I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Of rusty in the first half. So I was thinking to myself, okay, what about first half unders in some of these? Like, maybe it's worth a look. But I will say this, like, in jogging my memory for betting on the NBA, it's really tough because they can just fire away from the three-point line at any time in the game. Mm-hmm. So I would lean towards a first half under in some of these. Like, if you like this play already, maybe that goes into your handicap as well. But maybe these guys are going to be rusty. But again, most of the guys who are, like, suffering ailments are not even playing. So again, I don't even know. All right, so I'm going to open it up from a macros perspective because some of these games are hard to handicap because a lot of guys are not playing. Sixers, Paul George is not supposed to play, I believe. Celtics, obviously, out. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown is questionable in that one. So, Cenk, of the NBA slate, like, did you find anything that you're like, hey, I have an angle in this one, or there's something worth talking about?
God, I don't know. Game one, or, I mean, game one for, yeah, most of these teams. I will say this, the Grizzlies are laying 4.5 hosting the Pelicans. This number's gone up from 3.5. And I feel like the Grizzlies at home, just a couple years ago, I mean, you have to throw last year out the window, but a couple years ago, the Grizz were absolute just wagons when playing in Memphis. And I don't know how much I trust the Pelicans and Zion. Like, okay, Zion will probably play for 10 games and then he'll sit out or something. But ultimately, the Grizz have won the last four matchups, right? And even though that goes back to last meeting in 2023, but when it comes to the Pels, I feel like people don't realize how much they're going to miss CJ McCollum, who's now playing for the Wizards, but he was a big part of the success that they did have last year, as measured as that was. So I think it would probably lean Memphis here.
Yeah, I can see that. And plus, I do like playing the teams that kind of have something to prove, like the teams that did not end the season on a high note. Because, like, the Grizzlies had a really disappointing season last year. So I think that there is, you know, a logic there in picking the Grizzlies. I will say, back to my original talking point of Victor Wembanyama, I don't know if you've seen some of his highlights from the preseason. Mm-hmm. It looks like he has gained a little bit of weight, or at least he is playing more physically. I think he's going to be a real force this year. Like, I cannot wait to see his next progression because, you know, even from the jump, he has just been so talented. He has such touch for a big man. And I do think I have seen people talk about, like, possibly putting an MVP bet on him. But first game of the season, like, maybe one of the learning points that we had from the first two games yesterday is that the stars shone especially bright. And I understand it took two overtimes for SGA to get his points prop. But still, like, it's wild to me how quick these games started. And these games, I guess, do mean something because, you know, that's part of the handicap sometimes is that you say, okay, it's the regular season, it's October, these guys don't care. But, like, I think we saw that last night is that some of these superstars really took this spotlight seriously and they wanted to prove a point. So, for me, I'm going to look at Wemby tonight. I'm going to look at his rebounds because he's been better in the paint. Like, it does feel like he has gained a little bit of weight. He's playing more physical. So his rebounding prop tonight is set at 11.5 plus money for the over at plus 105. You could also do a player prop parlay where you go 10 plus and combine it with something else. His points, I'm a little hesitant to take simply because it's 24.5. And I just think he's one of those players that fills out the stat sheet more where it's going to be points, it's going to be rebounds, it's going to be assists. So if you want to do some combo stat bets as well, I think that is a very good look. Should be noted that in this game, we also will see the debut of Cooper Flagg. And it does feel like there is a similar handicap for Cooper Flagg in that sometimes it's not just about the scoring. Like, obviously he can score at will, but I feel like he kind of fills out the stat sheet in other ways to where his points prop is 16.5. I feel like he can go under that and still have a great game. So I'm not going to be taking the over there, probably not hitting the under. But what do you expect from Cooper Flagg in his first game as a Mav?
First game, always dicey because I feel like even if you're awesome, you might have a little bit of nerves. It's only natural. You're playing your first game in the NBA. But I think it's a good point about Cooper Flagg is that, yes, he can score. And when you think of great players, that's immediately what you think of, right? Can they score? Can they score? But he is a great all-around player. He has great vision. So he could have 16 points 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and have a great all-around debut. So I don't know if I'd touch his prop, and I feel like that's going to be a popular prop as well. I will also say, have you seen his New Balance shoes? Did you see when those were going around? His signature shoe?
I did not.
They're very mundane. Like, the colors are kind of muted, and I think the post that went viral, someone called them the Mow the Lawn Ones because they look like dad shoes. It's pretty funny, actually. I mean, they're fine. You know, he's got his signature shoe, but they don't blow you away like a lot of the designs that we see in 2025.
But that's what people wear these days. Like, I don't know if you... Well, I feel like Catherine's pretty dialed into the trend, so like maybe you know this. But like a lot of the Gen Z girls wear the most grandpa-looking shoes you've ever seen with high crew socks. And you're like, what? Everything that I have learned in this life thus far feels like it is being thrown in the garbage can. Where you see these shoes that are so ugly and white and, you know, geriatric looking. But like that's what's popular. So maybe it makes sense.
No. I mean, look, a trend is a trend, right? So for me, I'm like, these look like, you know, I'm going to go on a walk and grab the paper this morning. And maybe I'll pick up after my dog and grab a cup of coffee or something. But if that's what the style is, you got to go with that. And I'm sure that, of course, there's all of these knee-jerk reactions when something like this comes out. I just think it's interesting that he's with New Balance and not Nike.
Yeah, it would be... It feels like it would be more fitting that he would be with Nike, but like New Balance has got some players. Like I will say, this is one of my daughter's favorite commercials, is the one with Ohtani and New Balance. Hey, hey, hey. She loves that one. She's a big Ohtani girl
because
of that commercial. Not because of what he does on the baseball field, but she really likes that commercial. And Cameron Brink, because she looks like, you know, Elsa. She's tall, blonde, has the braid.
Oh, so yeah.
Likes a big Cameron Brink fan.
All right. Very good. You know, you bring her along slowly. Mm-hmm. Is she going to watch the World Series? She excited about Friday night since she's an Ohtani girl?
Ah, well, she is forced to watch sports with us all the time. At least with baseball, she plays softball, so I think she gets the premise of what's going on. She definitely does not love football. She just like, why do they keep getting hurt? I'm like, well, that's just football.
Why don't they just put a Band-Aid on it, get back out there? Well, that's because he tore 3 ligaments in his knee, Blake. What does that mean?
Right.
Yeah, well, let's put on that baseball again.
Yeah, it's a spinal cord injury. That's a big one. He's not going to come back from that one. All right, coming up next, time to complain. It's a Whine About It Wednesday. You won't want to miss it. This is one of our talents. It's next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.